Ah, summer. Summer is winding down, and it's now time for those Friday night lights to shine bright at football stadiums all across the land. Yes, high school football has returned, and over the next 30 minutes, a look at the upcoming football season in the high school level in Central Ohio. From WCRS-FM at 92.7 and 98.3 FM in Columbus, it's the 2018 High School Football Kickoff Preview Special. Now, here's your host, Brian Curtis. Welcome to the WCRS High School Football Kickoff Show on WCRS-FM. At 92.7 and 98.3, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org. I am your host for this special, Brian Curtis. And in 3 short days, the high school football season returns in the state of Ohio. Actually, 2 short days, but in 3 short days, high school football games begin, beginning here in Columbus with Mifflin hosting Walnut Ridge. That is the Thursday Night Lights season premiere on the CW Columbus, which will be aired locally on television, one of 10 games on the CW Columbus this year. But there are a lot of great matches to kick off the football season, and we're going to talk a little bit about what matches are exciting throughout the show. But there's a lot of moving and shaking going on and has been since there was a high school football game last year. And the season ended last year with Pickerington Central being crowned Division I state champs for the first time in school history. But there's a lot of moving and shaking going on starting in the Mid-State League and also coming in 2 years in the largest conference in the state, the Ohio Capital Conference, the OCC. And possibly, could the City League have a shakeup next year? Over the spring and winter, there have been talks about Columbus City Schools consolidating and closing schools. So we don't know what schools are still on the list, but it's possible that at least one high school could be on the list and could be impacted. It's been 4 years since Brookhaven High School closed, and that left a huge hole in the City League North in terms of quality and in terms of high-caliber football. Now, also in the winter, the OCC voted for realignment, and it did not go smoothly, although it was a 26-5 vote in favor of the realignment. I'll tell you who's in which division starting in 2020 in just a moment. The 5 schools that voted no were New Albany, Westland, Canal Winchester, Groveport, and Hilliard-Bradley. And then Olentangy Berlin, which just opened last week, did not vote because the school was not open. And Canal Winchester, they're probably longing to return back to their true love, the Mid-State League. But they wanted to move to the OCC because that district is growing, and they found a new bond with Groveport, and they rekindled a 50-year rivalry, and they want to be together in the same conference. Westland, we're going to jump ahead, has them put with Grove City in the same division, and then New Albany is also in that same division. They're the only Division II school in their division, and 3 of the 5 other teams are among the top 6, well, 4 of the 5 teams are among the top 6 or 7 schools in the OCC in terms of size, including Gahanna, which is the largest one. So we're going to start there. The first division in the OCC, you have Gahanna Lincoln, New Albany, Pickerington North, Westland, Grove City, and Westerville Central. Gahanna is the largest school of the 32 in the OCC. Westland, Grove City, and Westerville Central are in the top 6 or 7. The next division, you have Central Crossing, Groveport, Madison, Reynoldsburg, Newark, Lancaster, and Pickerington Central. The next division, you have the Juggernauts. Well, Hilliard-Bradley is put together at the Olentangy Orange, and then Olentangy Liberty, and then Kaufman, Davidson, and Upper Arlington. Then you have another division, Olentangy, Olentangy Berlin, Dublin Jerome, Marysville, Delaware Hayes, and Hilliard Darby. And then last but certainly not least, the 8-team division, you have Dublin Scioto, Worthington Kilbourne, Thomas Worthington, Westerville North, Westerville South, Big Walnut, Canal Winchester, and Franklin Heights. Wow, that is a whole lot, and that will take effect in 2020. Olentangy Berlin is in the 8-team division. They take over the slot that was vacated by Mount Vernon just a couple years ago when Mount Vernon left the OCC after 48 years. And there's also shakeup coming to the Mid-State League. London is leaving the Mid-State League after this school year. They're going to go to the Central Buckeye Conference, which will move up to 12 members after three schools left. And the Central Buckeye Conference is in the Springfield area. And joining them, they'll be joining with Jonathan Alder, which joined and left the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference this year, last year. North Union from the Marysville area, just north of Marysville, they will be in the Central Buckeye Conference as well in the Mad River Division, which is teams from like Springfield and Bell Fountain area. So they're the latest Madison County High School to join a Springfield Conference. West Jefferson and Madison Plains joined the Ohio Heritage Conference last year. So replacing London from the Mid-Ohio Athletic Conference, the only school in Delaware County to not be in the OCC, the Barons from Buckeye Valley, will be joining the Mid-State League starting next year. And that would leave Pleasant and River Valley from the Marion area as the only remaining charter members of the league that was formed 28 years ago, which is North Central Ohio. And you have teams leaving, and you have half the teams left. The Morrow County teams left and formed a new conference with several teams from Knox County as well. There's a lot of shakeup. But back to the Mid-State League, when Buckeye Valley joins next year, they will be in the Ohio Division, and they will be the second largest school in their division, just behind Whitehall, who was the largest one in all sports. And then they'll be matched up with Bexley, Columbus Academy, Grandview Heights, plus Whitehall. Now, in football, Liberty Union will be in the Ohio Division through the next 2-3 school years. Next year, Harvest Prep will move over to the Ohio just in football. And then Bishop Reedy will continue to be an honorary member of the Mid-State League Ohio, but they will not compete for a league title. So that will be the Ohio Division in football next year. Bexley, Columbus Academy, Grandview Heights, Whitehall, Liberty Union, Reedy, Harvest Prep, and now Buckeye Valley. Imagine those trips for Buckeye Valley into Columbus, going to like Baltimore, Canal Winchester, Gahanna, Bexley, Whitehall, and Grandview for games, and vice versa, those teams going to Delaware. And then in other sports, Worthington Christian, Wellington, and for girls sports, Columbus School for Girls will be in the Ohio Division in 2019. Yes, you thought that was a whole lot to go through, a whole lot to digest, but that's coming up next year in the Mid-State League, and I don't know what the divisions will be like for the other two divisions, for the Cardinal or for the Buckeye. For the Buckeye, again, Harvest Prep is going to move over to the Ohio Division in football. But they will stay in the Buckeye Division for all other sports. And there's a new kid on the block. Well, actually, two. Olentangy Berlin Bears kick off Friday against Briggs High School. They're the fourth high school in the Olentangy local school district. They are in the Cardinal Division, but in 2020 they will be in a whole new division yet to be named. And then there's the COF Academy. What? Yep. COF. Christians of Faith. Now, where is this COF Academy at? Well, according to Google, it is, I think, downtown in the Discovery District. Yeah. 112, yeah. So, downtown area, the COF Academy on Jefferson Avenue. Now, they've gotten into a little heat with the High School Athletic Association. They are not going to be allowed to take part in the playoffs. There have been questions about, like, what is this school? Is this school legit? And is this a real high school? Are these real high school students? Is this a legit school? And they didn't get their paperwork submitted to the High School Athletic Association in time to be considered, to be eligible to be a member. So they will have to sit out of the postseason. They are not going to be allowed to compete for the playoffs. So they will begin. They're playing this week in North Allegheny, which is a suburb of Pittsburgh. And then their home games will be played at the Fortress in Obetz. They have at least two or three games that will be played down there at the Fortress down in Obetz. Now, there'll be a lot of games at the Fortress in Obetz, and including August 30th, next Thursday, the second annual Battle of Obetz, a new rivalry as Hamilton Township and Groveport Madison play each other at the Fortress on the eve of the community's Zucchini Fest. And then Bishop Reedy will be playing a few games down there as well. And in Hamilton Township, we'll be playing Bexley down there as well. So, again, we're going to talk about that on Wednesdays on the WCRS Facebook page. We will share the games of the week each and every Wednesday throughout the regular season and in the playoffs Thursday or Friday. But they're back to the Christians of Faith Academy, though. There have also been rumors of them suspected to recruit kids from local schools in the area to leave their schools and come play for the Christians of the COF Academy, which I was homeschooled, but I think that's a violation of, like, state high school rules. I mean, poaching players. Free agency is not allowed in high school football. And then there's the whole transfer rule, which I did not put down in my notes, but so, if is not your paperwork is not proven for transfer, they'd have to sit out the second half of the season plus the postseason. Whereas before, a player would have to sit out the first half of the season. Now, there are exceptions to that case. For example, if, like, Johnny moved from one school district to another school district. So, if Johnny lived in Old Town East and played for East High School last year, but, you know, his parents decided to buy a ranch home in Upper Arlington, so Johnny is now enrolled at Upper Arlington High School. It would be assumed that Johnny would be eligible to play for the Golden Bears right away. Now, if it hasn't been proven, and if he did not get all the paperwork done to transfer, then that would be an issue, and Johnny would have to sit out the second half of the season and the playoffs. So that's that rule right there. But, and also, returning this year, Saturday night playoffs. Last year, for the first time in, like, a long, long time, for the first four rounds of the playoffs, at least through, like, the semifinal rounds, all of the playoff games were on Friday nights in all seven divisions. That was fine. That was dandy. However, a lot of parents complained that they could only go to one game per weekend and not two. So, there's a compromise there. Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 7, Those playoff games will still remain on Fridays. Well, smaller divisions, except for 7, which are 4, 5, and 6, those playoff games for the first 4 rounds will be on Saturday this year. And then the first weekend of December, the state championships will be at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton in December. So, again, when the playoffs come in early November, we'll know who's in and who's out. All right, coming up next, games to watch this season in Central Ohio. This is the High School Football Kickoff Show on WCRS and WCRSFM.org. Welcome back to the High School Football Kickoff Show on WCRSFM and WCRSFM.org. Yes, it's that time of the year. So what are the games to watch this year? Well, it gets no better than last year. This week, sports did their little preview. They talked about Week 8 and how all the big games were Week 8. And it didn't disappoint. And some of those matchups are again this year. For example, Week 8, you have Bishop Hartley and DeSales. That could decide the Central Catholic League like it did last year when Hartley won in dramatic fashion. You have the rivalry games like Pickerington North and Pickerington Central, Olentangy and Olentangy Liberty, and the cherry on the top of the cake, the biggest rivalry in the area, Davidson-Kaufman, is also Week 8 as well at Dublin-Kaufman. Hilliard-Davidson and Dublin-Kaufman. Now, last year, Davidson missed the playoffs for the first time in 10 years after this game, but it could determine who wins the OCC Central Division more than likely. So those four matchups are Week 8, and then next in line, you got, I'd have to say, like Week 10. It's all going to come down to the nitty-gritty in Week 10. But Week 8 has those four big rivalry games right there, and it doesn't get any better than that. And again, every Wednesday on the WCRS Facebook page, we will share the top games of the week, which games stand out the most. Now, Week 1 is a whole new season, and so Week 1, there are a lot of good, interesting games, some good rivalry games. Week 1, for example, Thursday Night Lights kicks off over in the Easton area with Walnut Ridge at Mifflin. And then on Friday, you have Delaware Hayes at Buckeye Valley, Jonathan Alder at Marysville, Hilliard Darby at Olentangy, Hilliard Davidson at Grove City, Hamilton Township at Granville, not Grandview, Granville, New Albany at Westerville South, Olentangy Liberty at Pickerington North, Westerville Central at Whitehall, Reynoldsburg at Upper Arlington, and the debut of Olentangy Berlin as they host Briggs. And if you like Columbus City Schools football, we have South and East. And if you're in for a road trip, there's a good matchup in Toledo as Bishop Hartley plays Toledo Central Catholic. Another good top school match down in Cincinnati as Gahanna Lincoln travels down to Cincinnati to play Elder. And then week two, you have the Battle of Obetz at the Fortress. Again, Hamilton Township and Groveport. That's on Thursday night, but the Thursday night game on the CW is New Albany and Dublin Scioto. Other week two games, you have Watterson at Olentangy Orange, Buckeye Valley at Big Walnut, Ickerington North hosts Dublin Jerome. The Tarbledders of Cleveland Glenville play Olentangy Liberty up in Powell. The original Battle of Hilliard, Darby at Davidson, Grove City at Westerville Central, Marysville at Delaware Hayes, Northland at Whitehall, Reynoldsburg at Licking Heights, a good battle on the east side, St. Charles at Eastmore, and of course DeSales at Lancaster. And we're going to share some of these games every week throughout the season. So week three, you could have what could be the last battle of the Bishops for a while between Reedy and Hartley. You know, Bishop Reedy, they'll be playing the Mid-State League in football next year. 7 teams. And I think the CCL wants to rotate them out. And it's been like 30 years since they've played Watterson, DeSales, and like a good about 15 or 20 years since they've played St. Charles. So we'll find out next year when we do this special who Reedy will play from the CCL. Canal Winchester plays Taze Valley, their old foe from the Mid-State League. Canal Winchester is like saying, I want to go back! I want to go home! But unless Olentangy builds a fifth high school, you're stuck in the OCC, Canal. The other Battle of Dublin, Kaufman at Jerome, is week three as well. And the top two teams in Dublin in terms of size. And then there's a good battle on the west side between Franklin Heights and Briggs. And then Bradley at Davidson. In 2020, again, they'll both be in the same division. I wonder how that will work out. And then there are a lot of good games, like Reedy at Grandview week four. Last year, Reedy hosted Grandview at Grandview. And then league play begins for some in week four. The Mayor Headmaster Trophy is at Columbus Academy as the Vikings host Bexley for the annual rivalry match up there. And the Vikings are on Thursday Night Lights in week five when they travel down to Whitehall. Week five has a great matchup, Pickerington Central at Davidson. That's probably going to be the game of the week eventually because of the caliber of these two teams. Both won state titles in Division One, and Pickerington Central's the defending state champs. And it's going to pack up the house up in Hilliard. You'll have Westerville Central at Gahanna again, week five. New Albany at Olentangy is also week five as well. And week six, league play begins for the rest of them. And then CCL even has league play as Watterson plays Hartley. And in the OCC, Gahanna, Pickerington Central's the Thursday night game that week. And Westerville Central's at Olentangy Liberty. And then Mid-State League, Whitehall is at Grandview. And in the City League, you have Marion Franklin at Eastmore and Northland at Whetstone. Week six, you have Canal Winchester and New Albany. Both used to be in the Mid-State League, but they're now both in the OCC. And week seven, you get Columbus Academy and Reedy. That game, I think, is going to be at the Fortress. You never know. Eastmore and Independence in the City League. And then this is an oddity. East plays Lima Central Catholic because East needs a team to play week seven. And then the Battle of Hard Road is also week seven. That's been a big game for the last quarter century. These two teams split 4 miles apart on Hard Road in the northwest part of Franklin County, fight for a piece of concrete. Dublin Scioto at Worthington Kilbourne's week seven, as is Upper Arlington at Davidson, because Davidson needs an hors d'oeuvre, an appetizer, before they have to play Kaufman in week eight. And then Pinkerton Central and Lancaster, Battle of Two Fairfield County Schools in the OCC. London and Grandview for the last time in Week 7. Again, London is leaving the Mid-State League to join the Central Buckeye Conference next year, which is teams from like Bell Fountain and Springfield. Talked about Week 8. Oh, another Week 8 game is the Battle of Main Street in Bexley as the Lions host Whitehall, their bitter rivals. And of course, the original Battle of Westerville, North hosts South. Week 9 is the other one, as Central visits South. And then, again, Week 10, there are a lot of rivalry games in the Central Catholic League in the Mid-State, the City League, as there are big rivalry games in both the City League and the Central Catholic League close out the regular season. The big one, the Holy War, is Week 10. That is at Hagley Field in the North Campus area, just south of Clintonville, as Watterson hosts DeSales. It doesn't get any better than that. They're like the Ohio State and Michigan of Catholic schools. So that's a look at some of the big high school games to watch out for this season. And again, playoffs begin in early November. We're going to post our picks for favorite games or games to watch of the week every Wednesday throughout the regular season. And then Thursday, Friday, and or Friday during the playoffs, we're going to share who from the listening area is in the playoffs. But, yep, that's a look at Friday night football in this area. However, not everybody's going to be playing football this year. I mean, I just read an article as we taped this on Friday night, the Friday, the last Friday before the storm, of Chapel Hill High in North Carolina canceling their entire varsity season because only 30 players signed up to play in a school of over 1,500 students. That's kind of like, I want to say, like Westerville South or like Upper Arlington, only having like 20 or 30 kids sign up to play football. And it's a big part of that community, and the field will be silenced all year around. And then also in that article, they mentioned like a high school in Kentucky and another one in Virginia. They canceled their football programs this season because the few players that were available didn't have enough experience. And safety has been a hot button topic on all levels of football, from little peewee football like at Ohio State, which is peewee football at its finest, all the way up to the NFL. And in the last 10 or so years, almost 50,000 fewer players are playing football, as participation in high school football has dropped more than 4% between 2007 and 2016, according to the National Federation of State High School Associations. Because back to Chapel Hill, they say that football is losing out because a lot of athletes are only playing one sport, not like two or three. Could that be the new normal? Time will only tell. It will only tell. And on that, we're going to save it for the football field, which kicks off in just 3 days from now. This has been the High School Kickoff Special on WCRS and WCRSFM.org. Now you can go read that This Week High School Football preview, since I'm hanging up the cleats tonight.